Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. New international talks on Syria. The United States says it will use the Friday discussions to pave the way for a future without President Bashar al-Assad. As many as 15 nations will participate in the Vienna talks, including Iran and Russia, President Assad's top two allies, whose military involvement in Syria is aimed at propping up his floundering regime. Secretary of State John Kerry says the talks are the most promising opportunity in years to end the country's bloody conflict and to, in his words, chart a course out of hell. The newly re-elected president of Ivory Coast, Alassane Ouattara, says he will promote national reconciliation and cut poverty in half during his second term. President Ouattara spoke Thursday to VOA in Abidjan, a day after he was declared the winner of the October 25th election with more than 83% of the vote. Mr. Ouattara says he intends to work on healing wounds left over from post-election violence in 2010 that killed 3,000 people.
It shows that reconciliation is making progress, but we have to do more because it's important for the country, for the next generation. And I will continue to do my best to continue to reconcile my compatriots.
President Ouattara says his goal is to reduce poverty by the end of his term in 2020. Tanzania's Electoral Commission says ruling party candidate John Magufuli won the presidential race. The commission says Magufuli of the CCM party defeated main challenger Edward Lowassa of the opposition Chadema party 58-40%. The U.S. and European Union are temporarily lifting some sanctions against Belarus. It comes after it freed the last of its political prisoners in August. This is VOA News. While protests and attacks in Jerusalem have eased, tensions are flaring up in Hebron. A Palestinian man stabbed and wounded an Israeli border guard near a shrine in the city Thursday. The man then tried to stab another security officer before Israeli forces shot and killed the attacker. In a second incident, a Palestinian man allegedly tried to stab an Israeli soldier in Hebron. 11 Israelis and 58 Palestinians have died in more than a month of violence. Israel says most of the Palestinians were killed while attacking or attempting to shoot or stab Israeli civilians, police, or soldiers. The U.S. House of Representatives elected Republican Congressman Paul Ryan as its new speaker Thursday.
When we rush to pass bills that a lot of us don't understand, we are not doing our job. Only a fully functioning House can truly represent the people. And if there were ever a time for us to step up, this would be that time.
Paul Ryan is 45, making him the youngest person to become House Speaker in more than 100 years. He comes from the Midwest state of Wisconsin and served as chairman of the influential Ways and Means Committee. Mr. Ryan replaces outgoing House Speaker John Boehner. 20 UN peacekeepers detained by rebels in South Sudan have been freed. But according to a UN official, 12 contractors with a UN mission in South Sudan are not so lucky. They're still being held. The peacekeepers were detained last Monday while escorting a UN barge carrying fuel down the Nile River. India's made a move to deepen its political and economic partnership with African nations during a summit in New Delhi. Anjana Pasricha has details.
Calling India and Africa two bright spots of hope and opportunity in the global economy, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi wooed African nations on Thursday with the promise of a partnership for prosperity.
Power and irrigation help add value to your resources in Africa and set up industrial and information technology parks.
The third India-Africa summit was India's most ambitious diplomatic outreach to the continent, with representation from virtually all of Africa's 54 countries. Anjana Pasricha, New Delhi.
An international court in The Hague ruled against China and in favor of the Philippines Thursday by agreeing to hear a case brought by the Philippines in a long-standing territorial dispute in the South China Sea. The Permanent Court of Arbitration ruled that the case concerns a disagreement over the interpretation of the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, a question over which the tribunal does have jurisdiction. And the World Health Organization reports the death rate from tuberculosis was cut almost in half compared to what it was in 1990. But the WHO says TB now ranks with HIV/AIDS as a leading worldwide killer. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.